Yeah, it's been a good competition for us. You know, it's served many purposes, given young players an opportunity to play in a challenging competition, and it's also given us the ability to go places like Munster, where we knew it was going to be tough last Friday night, and that's exactly what it was. And we got a second half display that we can be proud of.
I was going to mention the second half. Obviously, we were 15-6 down at half time. It was a good turnaround.
Yeah, it was. We gave away one or two soft tries in the first half, and we put ourselves behind the eight ball, but fair play to the players. They stuck in. We defended heroically for, I think it was 3 minutes 20 in total, when Munster were really pressing on our line with about 10 minutes to go, and then we managed to get some high field position and get another 3 points in front. So it was an excellent outing altogether.
Were there any standout individual performances for you?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to pick one individual. If you look at us defensively, I thought we were really stout and really strong defensively. Back row contributed in that, and I think our midfield as well. We had some great line speed and great collisions, and I see we kept Munster at bay for 3 minutes 20, 27 phases, which is a huge amount of work, and that's divided right across the team. So I'm just really pleased for everybody involved.
So you're looking to round it off with the full set this weekend, basically Nottingham here, and 6 out of 6 would be nice.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously, we'd love to win at home on Saturday against Nottingham and get home qualification. That's really key for us, that we get a home game at Six Ways. So we do have ambitions within the cup competition. So that's vital.
And if were you to lose, you're not guaranteed a home, because you're even with 5 wins behind you.
Yeah, that's right. And the way I looked at the tables, I think we need to get a win on the weekend to guarantee us a home quarterfinal.
In some ways, that's good then, because there's still something on the game. Otherwise, it would be, I don't mean an easy ride, but obviously, if you were safely through and guaranteed a home tie, there wouldn't be a lot on it, really.
Yeah, that's right. But I think it's about raising the bar from the group on Friday night. It was a fantastic display of courage defensively. Then the group that played this Saturday get the opportunity to raise the bar. What more can we do? You know, can we look at an 80-minute performance? And it's always about challenging the next game.
I might just take it then it will be a different group playing this Saturday.
It will be a different group. We've got an opportunity on Saturday to mix it up. We've also got a vital 18 fixture on Monday night that again can push us forward in qualification to playoff rounds of the 18 fixture. And we're also mindful of going back into the Championship against the strong London Scotch side the week before. But we're not looking too far in front of ourselves. This group on Saturday, I've got a job to do against Nottingham, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
Might the likes of Jonathan Thomas and Chris Pannell come back into your thinking for this weekend?
Yeah, they will. Some of the most senior element will come back into the group on Saturday. But I say last Friday night was a huge indication of where we are. The work ethic and the team spirit within the group on Friday night was fantastic. Now, those that play on Saturday have got responsibility to raise the bar.
You mentioned the A-team game on Monday. I mean, that's a big game in itself, so it might be sort of half an eye on that as well, because you want to qualify for the knockouts of that as well.
Yeah, we want to keep both competitions live going into New Year, into January and February, and you know, we're mindful of that, and we want to qualify for both competitions. We've said all along is we want healthy competition for places within the first team Saturday squad. Now, what the B&I and the A-team competition have proved, that catalyst for players to use that as an environment to put their hand up to get selected on the weekend. Now, if we can qualify for the B&I Cup and for the A-team playoffs, then that keeps us alive for the next couple of months.
Have you been pleasantly surprised by the form in the British and Irish Cup?
I think you've got a group there highly motivated. You know, that goes back to competition for places. If you've got mostly a young group that started out the journey, that were highly motivated, had points to prove, and a lot of the players within that group have proved points, and that's exactly what we wanted.
What do you think you have learnt over the last the B&I Cup having stepped up to be effectively DOR for this?
I think it's interesting when you look at the competition. Is you go to places like Munster, it's a different challenge. It's different from playing Nottingham or playing from against Moseley. They present different challenges. And I've been very impressed the way the group have found a way in every individual game to win the contest. Now, that's varied from using drive, from last week defensively we were excellent. So that ability to find a way to win is really key. And winning is a habit. And to keep winning in different environments has been great.
And injury-wise, finally from me, did you come through largely unscathed last
year? Yeah, pretty unscathed. Robert Donnell had an issue with his head that he'll be in concussion protocol this week, so he's ruled out. But apart from Rob, we came through unscathed.
Thank you very much.